The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam beautifully announced, subhanallah, "He who fulfills the need of anyone from my ummah, intending to please them, he has pleased me. He who pleases me, pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he who pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be made to enter paradise by him." Subhanallah. Amazing hadith. Subhanallah. The viewers of Madani Channel, imagine a person fulfilling the needs of another will be blessed with the above mentioned excellence only when he wants to please the other person due to their mutual relationship in faith, and there must not be any personal interest. Subhanallah. He pleases the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He who pleases the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam pleases Allah azza wa jal. He who pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, amazing, mentioned in the hadith, will be made to enter paradise by him. In volume 6, page 581 of Miratul Manajih, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi comments on the part of the hadith which describes the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam about the part that he will be pleased if one fulfills the need of a fellow Muslim. The explanation is that this shows that the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is aware of the outward, inward, physical and spiritual state of every person until the day of judgment. If the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was unaware and did not know about the happiness of a Muslim, how would he himself become pleased? Commenting on, "He who pleases me pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala," the late Mufti rahimahullah continued, "Based on this we learn two rulings. Firstly, intending to please a Muslim by means of pious deed, and then intending to please the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by means of bringing happiness to a Muslim, is neither polytheism nor ostentation." Remember, it is neither polytheism nor ostentation. It is absolutely permissible as long as the purpose is not to show off or attain fame. Second ruling is that one can only please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by pleasing the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even the greatest of good deeds will not please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if the Prophet is not pleased with it. In every act of worship, one should make the intention of pleasing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as this is the means of pleasing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In regards to the last part, "And he who pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be made to enter paradise by him," he writes, "From this we learn that paradise will be attained through the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not merely due to one's own deeds." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, such an amazing and beautiful hadith. Take it into your lives, apply it, make other people happy, not for fame, not for respect, but to please the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And inshaAllah azza wa jal, he will enter us into paradise. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.